Welcome into the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by a familiar face to Giants fans, Rashad Jennings. Rashad, you made a big announcement today announcing your retirement as a Giant. How are you feeling right now going through this moment?
You know what? It's a bittersweet feeling. And, you know, I've said this before, you know, they say all good things have to come to an end. And that's the bitter. But the sweet thing is because that allows greater things to start. And I feel like where I'm at in life, there's a lot in front of me. There's a lot more life in front of me, Lord willing. And there's a lot of things that I have desires for, that I want to accomplish, that I want to move forward doing. And now I get that opportunity to kind of release this free agency of mentally kind of surrounding myself of when or if. And now I get to focus on other things that are important.
Yeah, and you mentioned the free agency. I mean, you've said you're still very clearly in football shape. You said you can get out there and go right now. And there was some thoughts about possibly, you know, pursuing a free agency role at the beginning of this year. What made retirement the right decision for you right now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in shape. You know, I always say the best way to get in shape is never to get out,
yeah.
You know, period. So I'm in football shape. If a team called me right now, I could go out and fly around like I never missed a beat. But, you know, as far as where I'm at and to do it, like I said, do it now. It's because at 32, you know, I'm very aware of where I'm at in life. And I get the war room and how they put on whiteboards and what player can do this, what player can't do this, how much that player costs. Like, I understand the realization of getting picked up, and also understand the realization of I have different networks and opportunities calling me saying, yeah. Hey, Rashad, you know, we can't sign you because you're not going to be committed.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a strong reason too.
And you mentioned, you know, different opportunities as well. You went on Dancing with the Stars and won. And
had that
great moment as well. This is the new talent you're discovering as well. You're teaching dancing a little bit as well. Like, talk about that chapter in your life right now.
That's a fun experience. You know, I did not expect, or I didn't even, listen, it's Dancing with the Stars. They could have picked a million people.
Yeah.
So, one, I'm fortunate that I was on it. I mean, I still don't know how, but I appreciated that experience more than anything because I got to remove my helmet.
Oh.
And nobody was concerned about what are your stats or, you know, what's your fantasy points for this week. It was, who is this person? What is his personality? Football kind of strips your personality away a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not the focus. That's not the interest.
Right.
It's about, you know,
about production and what
always.
This guy does on the field and stuff. But that's true. You know, there's more of a human element in this right now. We've got some questions from fans coming in as well.
All right.
Danielle or Johnny wants to know, what's your favorite dance move?
Johnny, I'm trying to mimic it.
Yeah.
My favorite dance move. Okay, so I like the rumba.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
You know, so that's my favorite, one of my favorite styles. All right. And, but the favorite dance move, I don't know. I like Cuban breaks when it comes to doing a cha-cha. Cuban breaks are fun.
All right. He likes a cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
That's a good old song
cha-cha,
right there.
Cha-cha.
I feel like dancing, too, like, has got to help with football footwork, or football footwork has to help with dance. I mean, do you see that crossover, like, with those quick step drills that you've done?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, when I slow down, if you slow down football tape and you slow down a dance, you'll see so many similarities.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to choreography is a lot. Like, you have to remember every single step and not stepping on your partner and all this weird. So there's a lot of stuff going on that I totally did not know how athletic dancers were.
Yeah.
So they got a whole new respect for me. But, yeah, it's tough. It's not easy. I think that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It's definitely harder than training camp.
Yeah. Now Bruce asks, he says, I saw you speak at Liberty College. How was it to speak at the college?
Nice.
It was.
That was a very humbling experience. I was the 43rd commencement speaker at my university. And also, I was the youngest to ever do it. So I had a lot of pressure to perform.
Get butterflies a little bit?
Yes. All right, so check this out. This is actually pretty funny. So before I'm sitting down, I got my robe on, I'm waiting, I'm beside our chancellor, and he's about to go introduce me.
Okay.
to the podium to deliver the message. And at the same time, at this time, President Obama was giving the same speech at Rutgers. So it's like, I'm all just up here like,
Yeah.
And he says, well, I got a special guest that I'm going to bring up before I bring up our keynote speaker. Out comes Mel Gibson. So I'm clapping. Like, I got to follow speaking behind Mel Gibson to make it worse. After he gets off, he says, I got a friend. And then he brings up somebody.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Vince Vaughn. I got to follow up Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson. So it was, I was nervous.
Right.
And, but after I got into it, I remember why I was there, and it came across well, and people took something from that speech.
It's got to be nice just to feel like you can kind of reach out and inspire young people as well in that moment. Ty has a question. He goes, will you be an analyst, or do you have any desire to pursue that path?
Yeah. What's up, Ty? Ty, is that Ty Dolla Sign?
That could be.
Dollar sign.
We're going to throw a dollar sign in there for you, Ty.
That is not off my list. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an opportunity that I may pursue as well, analyzing a game that I know very well and giving fans and people at home another perspective of the game.
Yeah.
You know, coming from, because I was the guy that had to work religiously at the game to be halfway decent at it. I wasn't a kid that rolled out of bed with all the talent. So because I had to work so hard and going from non-talent to talent, I get to explain carefully what's going on and translate it to somebody at home.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, a lot of former players transition to analysts, and some of them, like Tony Romo this season, has been, you know, surprisingly well. What do you see that analysts bring that you're like, that's good, that's really informational? Or have you seen anything that you're intrigued by?
Oh, you're talking from analysts?
Yeah.
Yeah, any analyst that really breaks it down to very common language and an analogy so mm-hmm. people at home can understand, I respect that.
Yeah.
I think Ron Clark has done an amazing job of transitioning. You know, I'm a big fan of how he's done that. But you say you like Tony Romo as well. You know what I like about Tony Romo? How they keep constantly saying, kind of like he's a genie. Like he keeps calling out the plays before it happens. I see that repetitively. I think that's neat. And everybody has their niche. Mm-hmm. And I think I got a clue what mine would be, but I'm going to hold it until.
All right. We'll have to have this as the surprise to be revealed later. CeCe wants to know, is acting in your future?
Oh, CeCe. Is that like an email? Is that an email?
It could be. Like
carbon copy? So is acting in my future?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Acting is in my future.
Okay.
100%. I'm actually playing a role in Great News. And I'm playing Nicole Richie's fiance. My name is Carvel.
Okay.
Like the ice cream.
And, that's great ice cream, too.
So that's one thing. But I want to get into some romantic films. And I've said this before. I want to kind of mimic Hitch. I think another movie like Hitch should be done.
Oh, that could be cool.
And I got some ideas for that. But, yes.
Next Will Smith over here?
No, not the next Will Smith. Just that movie.
Okay.
You know, should be done again.
All right. Native wants to know, will you coach one day? Do you have any desire to coach?
Do I have any desire to coach? You know what? Coaching is not out. I don't have that strong desire to coach right now, mm-hmm. unless I was coaching at Liberty University as a head coach in my college that I played for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing I would say yes to as of right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were talking earlier today, too. I mean, you're around the game still. You watch it. And you're in shape for it. But you're kind of pursuing so many different chapters. And does it feel kind of like the world's your oyster right now?
It does. Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So, for me, I feel that playing a game of football, you have to develop some characteristics about you that you want to carry into life. You know, commitment, teamwork. Loyalty, all these things, I personally can transition those habitual qualities that I've created over the last 8+ years and put that forward in other professions.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this again, I don't think it's necessarily about what I'm going to do, it's how I'm going to do things. And I'm going to do everything with excellence and be successful at it.
Now, in your career, as a player, you've spent time with the Jags, with the Raiders, with the Giants. Jeff asks, who was your favorite team to play for?
Is that Jeff?
Jeff, yeah.
What's up, Jeff?
One of our Facebook fans.
What's up, Jeff? My favorite team to play with? Guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, let's
take a wild guess.
Wild guess.
Starts with a G.
Yeah. Ends with an I-ence?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I'm good at this game.
It is very
good.
Good
at this game. Yeah. What is your biggest, I mean, obviously, not just on the field, but in this building. I mean, I've seen you come in here today, and everyone from, you know, all aspects of this building, you're getting this warm welcome, this warm reception. Seeing these people and having all these experiences, what sticks out to you when you look back at your time with the Giants?
It's a lot that sticks out. But when you go back to the simplicity of the people you had an opportunity to work with, that's something that you always remember. You know, even as I'm looking out on the field now and watching the Giants practice, I think about the locker room. And that's one thing that every player is always going to say they miss first. You ain't going to miss practice. You know, you're going to miss the game. But the most thing, you miss doing the work with the people you work with. And it's nothing like a locker room. The conversations, the fights.
And your locker was next to Eli, too. You guys are pretty close, right?
Which is something else that's great. I got a chance to locker beside Eli Manning for 3 years. And I got to know him, you know, sometimes too well. And but he's one of the greatest guys to be around. He's hilarious. He's a leader. He's a friend. He's a teammate. There's so many endearing things I could say about Eli. And that's something I take with me, too, because I know – and we all know who this man is to the NFL.
Now, today you announced your retirement from the National Football League. Obviously, a lot of opportunities, a lot of things coming your way. If a year from now we're looking back at the last year and saying this was a great year, what happened in this upcoming year that made it what you're hoping for?
Well, you know what? This whole last year has been pretty remarkable. But for the upcoming years, for myself, is definitely getting into the world and taking serious of acting, getting into some political realms, the Rashad Jennings Foundation, moving forward and making sure to continue to make sure that's going to be a staple foundation in the programs that are in it inside the NFL. I'm going to start dabbling into fashion. Shad the Poet.
Oh, Rashad the Poet. We can't forget about that. He's made some appearances.
I'm looking and having potential conversations with Hallmark about doing some things there. In this chapter of my life, I will be finding my wife. There is a lot of different leadership qualities that I'm looking to express in so many different areas. And I'm not anybody who's got a chance to know me. And if you don't, I'm an autodidact. I love life itself. I love learning. I'm attracted to it, truly. And so I feel like, you know, you go to college and you get a degree and you try to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life. I feel like God's just given me a continuation of college in a different light for 8 years to practice, to learn, and network, to give a key, to open up doors a degree wouldn't allow. And now, hey, Rashad. It's time to go. Go do something great.
So many wonderful possibilities in front of you. I'm very excited for you in this year ahead and so much more. Rashad Jennings, thank you so much for joining us in the Players Lounge presented by Mercedes-Benz. Thank you for your questions, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Players Lounge.